for the record, could I have you give me your name and title real quick?
I'm Sarah Redke, and I'm the program director here at the Y.
All right. Now, Sarah, let's get started with the potluck luncheon that you guys have. You guys do it once a month.
Yeah.
And tell me how that works.
Basically, it's for active older adults and anyone else in the community that wants to join. You don't have to be a member. And we hold it once a month on a Wednesday. And everyone, we provide the main dish, whether that be tacos or chicken or whatnot. And then everyone else brings another dish. And we set it all out. And then we usually have a program. So we have someone from the community or around the community come in and talk to the group about it. It's a wide variety of things. I know we've had a weather person come in. We've had the library just recently come in. We try to gear towards healthy lifestyle things. So bringing in medical people and talking about what they can offer and what when you're getting older, what things to be aware of and educate them on that.
And when is your next potluck luncheon?
It's October 23rd, so it's coming up next week. And Pamela Jones is coming from the Boone Hospital Center and talking about how to be your own health advocate. So.
And do they need to be there a little bit early, or is 11:30 good?
11:30 is when we'll start the... We usually eat beforehand, and then we'll have Pam start talking around noon, and then she'll talk for about 20, 30 minutes, whatever she has on her agenda. And then it usually ends when usually people stay around and talk, but it'll end at like 1 p.m.
How long have you guys been offering these luncheons with these messages?
I'm pretty sure close to when we started. I'm not from here, so I just started in March. And so, but I know it's been a long tradition to do these monthly potlucks.
Great. Now, if anybody has any questions about the potluck or what the menu might be, is there any way they can find that out?
Yeah, usually we have it the Monday beforehand. We let the people know what the meat is going to be, and they can always call the Y or talk to me in my office, and they can call the Y, go to the front desk, and get all the information for it.
Great. Is there anything else, Sarah, that you would like to add that you think people might need to know about the luncheon before we move on to the kids' events?
I don't think so. We also have, like, active older adult trips, so, and I always speak before the potlucks and tell them about that, but if you ever want to pick up any other information, it's always in the program guide we have.
Perfect. And is that in the guide that you guys will hand out? Will those be available at the luncheon?
Yep. Well, they're at the front desk, so you can get them anytime.
Oh, so they don't even have to come to the luncheon to get them?
No, you can just come to the front desk, and they're bright green right now.
Okay, so we can't miss them.
No.
Great. All right, now, we've talked about the active adults. Now let's go on to our little kids, and we've got Halloween coming up. Tell me about the Halloween party and who is welcome to attend that.
Anyone in the community is welcome. It's open to everyone, all the children, having their parents come with them. It's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 on Thursday, October 31st. And we're going to have a ton of volunteers out here helping little stations to go through, lots of fun games for the kids to play, face painting, lots of booths that the children can get prizes and candy, so make sure they bring their treat bag and whatnot.
Now, what kind of, are there going to be some hands-on activities as well as games?
Usually there's, we set up in the gym, and there's a ton of activities that we set up around there, and the kids just go through each booth, and each of the booths have a game that they can play and get a prize or candy from.
What kind of games are they looking
at? There's, like, for example, like, they use a fishing pole, and they fish for a prize, and then they come up with one. Otherwise, there's, like, a fortune teller that can tell your fortune and give you a prize, and also face painting. There will be a station, and some girls will be face painting, and they're from the sorority of Valley. So lots of fun things to do.
Sounds like fun. And again, that is going to be held at the YMCA?
Yep, Thursday, October 31st.
Okay.
And they can come any time between 5:30 and 8:30.
Okay. And I was looking here at some other things that you have going on. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add about the Halloween party? Oh, what about costumes? Do you guys have any contests or anything going on with costumes?
We usually have a costume parade that begins at 7:30 that evening. And so that's when all the kids run through in their costumes so everyone can see them. So make sure everyone dresses up as well. I know the volunteers and us staff at the Y will be dressing up. So there's not really a prize for the best costume, but we like to see a lot of variety.
Gotcha. Now, let's drop a little bug in everybody's ear real quick about annual trivia night and Top Chef auction coming up in February. Real quick, is there anything they can sign up for now or get a foot in the door on?
Not right now. Let me look.
I actually just...
We did set a date. I don't know if you already have that date.
February 22nd?
Yeah, February.
Okay.
Yep, February 22nd is what I have, too.
Okay.
I honestly don't really have anything to say about it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you a call later, closer.
Sorry. Again, I'm new, so I don't...
No, that's fine.
I don't know how everything works just yet with that.
No, that's fine. And I saw it here, so I didn't want to, I kind of wanted to get it covered if we could. But I will give you a call.
Yeah, otherwise, Julie, though, I think you talked to her before today.
Uh-huh.
She's actually in charge of doing all that.
Okay.
I'm not actually over the trivia night. I'll be there, but I'm not the coordinator for it. Julie is.
Okay, so you for the fun Halloween party and the food, and Julie for trivia night.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
No, that is no problem. It's not a problem at all. All right. I will, I'll give her a call then closer to that. And is there anything else about any of these events that you'd like to share?
No, but if anyone's interested, our first Friday is coming up in November. And that's when it's a $1 joining fee to join the Y, which is a really good deal. Which the date on that is November 1st.
And is that per person? It's a $1 per month?
Oh, it's a $1 joining fee. So you have, like, your regular month fees, but usually we have a joining fee of about $30. And on these first Fridays, it's only $1. So it's a pretty good deal, especially for family and whatnot.
Great. And you guys could always use new members, right?
Yes, of course. To check out our program guide, we have a lot going on at the Y, especially for kids. You know, gymnastics is coming up, a new session on that. And then also we always have kids' evening outs, which the parents can bring the kids from 6 to 11. And we'll take care of them while you go out on a date or something.
Sounds good.
All right.
Now, is that every weekend you guys do that?
No, it's usually once a month.
Once a month, okay.
Yep, and our next one is November 15th.
All right, so all free right. Babysitter November 15th.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. All right, Miss Sarah, I will let you get...